I am loving summer life in Wisconsin, where I live with my two teens and my tween. I am a reading specialist who enjoys gardening, watching Arrested Development, and drinking iced matcha tea lattes.
Ooh. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I'm appreciating my first summer here in China in many, many years. Usually we go back to the States and Canada for our vacation, but not this year. China is our oyster. I will be teaching summer school, doing some traveling that may involve yurts and also a little bit of luxury hoteling, and getting into a ritual of daily writing and walking.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Starting a mug collection and the lazy genius.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
People who make our lives better.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
Yes. In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Edie, you are suggesting that people start a mug collection?
Well, I have to tell you, Leia, I am sick to death of people who are like, don't give me mugs, I have too many mugs, or I only need 3 mugs in my cupboard. I am sick of those people. So I am suggesting that people start a collection. Okay. So I have several mug collections. I have a robust cat mug collection, and then I have a collection of handmade pottery mugs, and I find all of those at St. Vincent's, like these handmade works of art. I have an inspirational collection, which is like mostly Dolly Parton, but you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is thrown in, Johnny Cash. And I also have a hefty Christmas mug collection that, you know, if I was someone else, I would say it was getting out of hand, like I had a problem, but I don't.
Oh, I've got to come to your place for Christmas one of these years. I would love
you
it.
You do. Oh. So a dear coworker always gives me a cat mug when she knows I've had a really bad day. And oh. I love drinking out of those mugs meowy much. In fact, I am drinking out of that perfect mug right now, Leia.
Oh.
So yes. People always know what to give me because I embrace the mugs. I would like to get a butterfly mug collection going. And the reason I am even suggesting a mug collection is because I think it's super fun to choose your mug according to your mood. Like, what mood are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't you like to choose your mugs according to your mood, Leia? Or maybe I should first ask, do you even have a mug collection?
Well, in fact, we do have some cool mugs. I have to say, I do enjoy our mugs. We have some Japanese-themed mugs. We have some Chinese really cool pottery mugs and also some flowery Chinese mugs that are super cool. And some Beijing bicycle mugs. So we do have a bit of a collection, actually. I bet you're surprised to hear this, right?
I am, but I'm more surprised to hear you don't have a cat collection, a cat mug collection.
I have the one cat mug that you gave me that I keep my pens in.
You know, here's another, people are getting another tip right now.
Okay.
For Christmas one year, when one of our dear cats, well, actually two of our dear cats passed over the Rainbow Bridge, I made mugs for each of my kids with them. Like, I put pictures of them and the cat on the mug.
Oh, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. I figure, you know, when they go off to college, they can take these mugs if they can pry them out of my hands, because I love these mugs.
Well, and you drink a lot too, right?
I drink a lot of coffee and tea. Yeah, that sounds like I drink a lot.
You're a heavy drinker. Well, I just think you've always got several mugs going.
Right? I do. That's true.
You're a gal who needs a lot of mugs. Why stop at one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can see why you love your mugs. Well, I want to talk about a Facebook site, Edie. It's actually a podcast called The Lazy Genius, which, you know, I could take or leave. In fact, I don't actually listen to this podcast. But there's also a Lazy Genius Facebook group that I really like. And they just talk about basically, I think the philosophy is do things once, like having that mentality that you shouldn't have to think about stuff again and again and again, like just make a decision once and keep doing things in a certain way. So when people post on Facebook, they'll ask questions like, what's your do things once philosophy on buying flowers or, you know, whatever it might be. So, for example, lately there's always talk about kitchen, like cooking, right? What's your do things once idea? So people talk about their weekly menu planning, right? They've got their Taco Tuesdays and their, you know, not weird Wednesdays, but whatever it might be, right? And so people just have these ideas that they share. Weird Wednesdays. I've always been really interested, even though I'm not very domestic myself, in how people organize their houses and how people are efficient, even though I'm just like, don't actually implement any of these things. I love reading about them. So they'll also talk about how, you know, each child in your household should have a different colored set of socks so that it's easy to put them away. What you should have on hand for gifts, for birthdays, you know, that you just buy in bulk and you always have, or, you know, what's the one item that you would always prepare for a potluck, stuff like that. But I'm just very interested in domestic ease, reading about it, not actually implementing it. And I find that this Facebook page, no, what is it? This Facebook group, it just fulfills that enjoyment that I get from, you know, domestic kind of magazines. You know, it's the same idea. So The Lazy Genius, that's my recommendation for today.
Yeah, I like that idea of, like, just knowing, oh, it's a potluck, I bring, you know, this.
Yeah, I bring my baked spaghetti or my tuna casserole or my pasta salad or whatever it is, right?
Oh, don't bring tuna casserole over here, Leia.
Well, don't bring a pasta salad to my house. Pasta should be hot, not cold.
So I'm not sure this Lazy Genius thing works. Well, if your go-to was a tuna casserole and I'm like, no, don't bring it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Edie. So somebody asks, what would you always bring to a potluck? And then 900 people answer. So you get all these ideas that's the fun part, just scrolling through the threads.
I like that. Okay, I'm going to have to take a look at that because I'm very, very intrigued. I do like the do things once mentality. I think that's good.
Yeah, ease and flow.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Today, we are going to be talking about a variety of people who make our lives better.
Yes.
Leia, there are so many people to choose from. It is our hope that by talking about people who make our lives better, we can take something from what they do and add it to our repertoire, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I like that. Right. So just there are so many people in my life and all of yours, I'm sure, who just add value to your own life, right? And that's a big part of my motivation, just to be that person in people's lives, not who's changing their lives or anything, but I just provide some added value, right? I do something consistently that makes people's lives just a little bit better. So while we could do many, many episodes about people who have enriched our lives, I have a few that I'd like to highlight who have helped me to become better than I was through things that they've done for me. Who do you have, Edie? Who do you have that you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I would like to talk about my kids' music instructors. They are amazing. They are so kind and they are very flexible. My kids used to take lessons from them in person, you know, and then with the pandemic, they're now taking lessons with them, you know, online. And I have actually never even seen these people, JJ and Brian. Though I do, you know, send them lots of money and text them. But yeah. I love hearing the progress that my boys are making on their clarinets. I love, you know, I just know it's quality instruction because the boys get better, you know, every few months. It's like hearing more trills and more low notes and less squeaking and squawking. My daughter Lulu just started taking guitar lessons from Ben. And she refuses to have another Zoom lesson. So it's actually safe now for her to go and meet him in his studio. And he is so great because he knows that Lulu loves the Beatles and they've been working on their chords. And now she is working on learning Blackbird.
Wow.
You know, my favorite Beatles song because it has the bird tweeting, you know.
Oh, that's great.
So what I can take from them is that their patience and how they have the long-term goal of, you know, creating a musician out of these, you know, out of young kids.
That's great. Yeah. Super cool.
So thank you, JJ, Brian, and Ben.
Yes. Okay. Well, I want to shout out my friend Heather, who's been a friend of mine since my first year of teaching. We were in the same school, and she immediately became a dear friend of mine. But what stands out about her to me is her depth of caring. Heather retired some years ago to Vancouver Island, and for years she would move Helen Highwater to join our family wherever we were on the continent when we came home in the summer. You know, she would just come and meet us and spend time with us. And we appreciated that so much. And several summers ago, when the girls were off at camp, we said, Heather, we are coming to see you this summer. So you just stay right where you are. She lives in Comox on Vancouver Island. And we took our van and we headed off to see Heather on the island. And we actually fell in love. We've always been in love with Heather. We adore her. But we fell in love with Comox, her town that she's been living in for several years. And so we spent some time there and we actually looked at a few houses and thought, oh, maybe we could move here eventually, perhaps retire here. And at the end of the summer, nothing had happened. But when we were getting on the plane to go back to Beijing, Heather called and said, Leah, I've found your house. I have found the place that you are going to buy and live in. And we were like, well, Heather, we're getting on the plane. We're going back to China. I don't know. And she said, just wait. By the time you land, I will have hundreds of pictures uploaded. And I just know this is your place. And when Heather just knows something, I actually know it to be true. She has this deep, like I said, this deep sense of caring, but also this spirituality and this like intuition that is spot on. So anyway, we fly, we land, we look at this house, we look at the hundreds of pictures she's taken, and we buy the house. We bought this house sight unseen on Heather's recommendation, because that is how deeply we trust our dear friend Heather. And she spoke to us later the next summer and said, I was on pins and needles for the entire year. I was terrified you'd come back and, you know, wouldn't love the house. But as soon as we saw it, it was magic. It was like, this is our house. This is the place that we're meant to be in. And, you know, I don't love Heather because she buys houses for us or is our housing agent. But I love her because she cares so deeply, and she so much that she gets to know you in a way that she can predict or she can intuit what you need and make it so. She's a bit of a magician, I must say. And I love her, and I love going for long walks on the beach with her and her dogs. I am so comfortable and cared for and loved when I'm with Heather. I'm just in my happy place. She's my soul sister.
Oh. Does she listen to the pod?
She listens to the pod. Yes, she does. So yay, Heather.
Oh. Hi, Heather. I just wanted to do that. Find me my retirement home in Amherst.
I know. Heather is like a warm blanket or a hot, delicious beverage. You just feel completely loved in her presence. And she's...
Or a cool drink on a hot day.
Yes. Well, that's a better summer image, isn't it? That's right. She's a cool drink on a hot summer day. Yay. That's exactly it. So.
Or an air-conditioned room after going on a long jog.
Yes. Yes. That's our Heather. So, and that's what I want to be for people too. I want to be present. I want to love them deeply and just really just be that kind of friend that she is for me. And the other thing I'll quickly add is that we can go for months and months without talking. And then when we're together again or we're talking again, it's like no time has passed. There's not an obligation to be constantly talking or keeping in touch. And I value that a lot because I'm not so good at doing that.
I was going to say, as someone who doesn't like talking on the phone, that's like a really good quality. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that helps me out a lot. But anyway, okay, give us another people who make our lives better. So whoever that might be, friend or not.
Well, I'm going to give a little bit of background to my next person. As you know, Leah, I have spent the whole year being used as a long-term substitute teacher. Mm.
Yeah.
Which is neither here nor there, whatever. You know, I can say that now that it's over. But I had to walk into so many classrooms of students where I had no idea who these kids were. I wasn't, you know, sure of the subject. But the last class that I went into, the kids were very angry. That they had a sub and things were like kind of wild. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what, you know, what's this going to look like? But there always seems to be one student who can control the class better than the teacher. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
So this year it was Naira, and she, you know, took pity on this, you know, exhausted teacher, and she would get the class under control immediately, and it would stay like that the entire class period. She'd be like, guys, let's listen to what she has to say.
Oh, value that but, so much.
Oh, what an angel. And, you know, I've had students like her throughout the years and just having that one cheerleader who has the control, you know, and the ability, the magical ability to get like everyone to follow her. I guess she's, you know, an excellent leader, more excellent than the substitute teacher sweating in the front of the room.
Perhaps you should give her some of your salary.
I should.
No. No.
So, I mean, if you can help out someone, you know, you've all been in those meetings where, like, they're like, does anyone have something to say? And yes. No one's saying anything.
Yeah.
I guess you could channel your inner Nyara and, like, say something, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Nyara. Well, Edie, I want to talk a little bit about my mom as a person who has made my life better. And I know that my sister and I did a podcast at Mother's Day about my mom, my beloved mother. But there's a few things that we didn't really talk about so much that I just feel that really substantially impacted me in my life. And I just want to mention those now. Something that my mom would often do in the last maybe 20 or 25 years of their life, they lived in a small town in BC called Hope, and they lived above a bank in an apartment building. And my mom would regularly, after dinner, she would have, if there were leftovers, she would bring them down and she would put them in strategic places for people to come and enjoy her food. Or if she did some baking, she'd do the same thing. She'd leave it out because she knew that there were plenty of people hard up on their luck and hope. And she would put it in places where she knew they would find the food, or she'd just give it to them. She'd see somebody, because they had this big picture window looking down on the town. We mentioned this in the podcast that my mom would always say it was Kina ohne Geld, or you could go to the movies without paying by looking out of this window and just seeing all of the goings on of this town. So my mom would sometimes just rush down and bring people some food. But the other thing that she would do would be to, when she finished a book that she really enjoyed, she would also leave that out. She put it on a park bench or in some other strategic place where somebody could pick it up and read it. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, I love that.
I know. And the other thing, my mom would always advocate for the underdog. She worked in Sears at the shoe department for many, many years. And, you know, whenever she heard anybody putting another person down, she would be in there like a dirty shirt saying, that is not okay. And she would, she would just talk about that person and what was good about them. And she always called people out on their trash talking of other people. She wouldn't put up with it. And I just think, like, what an example she was to not just her kids, but to so many other people. So, man, did she make my life better. And she's the person who I think about every single day when I'm tempted to ignore somebody or just like not start a conversation because it's easier to keep walking, or not invite somebody to join me for coffee in my room or whatever it might be. It's just, I think of my mom and I go, no, I'm gonna acknowledge people. I'm gonna give them the respect that they deserve, because everybody does. And I make sure that I when I look at people in our school, for example, like our janitors and folks like that, that in China, because like I don't speak Chinese particularly well, I don't start big long conversations with them, but I always make sure that I acknowledge and smile and say thank you. And those are values that I learned from my mom. So yay. Oh. Yay, mommy.
So good.
Okay, who's your next person?
Well, this is a person who I've mentioned before on the podcast. I think it was on the Lighten Up episode where I discussed Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes, your Uncle Paul.
Yeah, so my Uncle Paul, whenever anyone meets my Uncle Paul, they're always like, can he be my uncle too? So he has many, many nieces and nephews, you know, through association, because he makes you feel like you're the most fun, interesting, fascinating person ever. He doesn't live, he lives in Milwaukee, which is like an hour plus drive away, but we talk on the phone quite a bit, and he makes my life better by just, I know he's someone who I can call and have like a really good laugh with, and we can like keep recycling the same same topics and laughing about them just as much as we did, you know, 10 years ago.
Well, I remember you talking many podcasts in the early days of our podcasting about how you would go on and on for hours talking about the WW point system and how, you know, marshmallows shouldn't be 10 points and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Talk for days.
We were just obsessed, just arguing about Weight Watcher points. Though, Leia, I mean, one of our big things was a cup of watermelon should have been 0 points, but it was 1 point. You know, how dumb is that? Dumb. Ugh. But something we love to talk about are our soap operas. You know, we each watched, he watched All My Children for, you know, 30 plus years, and I watched General Hospital for over 25 years. So we love, you know, discussing those plots, you know, how was Luke and Laura's wedding a big thing in Canada?
You know, I would say those soaps were as big in Canada with the viewers as they were in the States. So yes, but I followed All My Children.
Oh, so you would need to discuss, do you remember the libido zone that happened on All My Children?
No. No. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, it was when some evil, it was a summer plot because they had more lighthearted plots in the summer, but it was some potion that someone was dumping into like drinks and punch bowls and things, and it made you feel very amorous. Should we say? So, you know, people were having misguided relationships because of the libido zone in the punch, you know.
So you and Uncle Paul could go on and on about this sort of craziness then. Is that it?
Yes. And how like Luke of Luke and Laura fame, he was, you know, Luke for years and years, and I guess the actor got sick of being Luke, so he came back as Bill, Luke's cousin. Luke's blue collar working cousin. And it's like, you're not Bill, you're Luke. But you know, we could just like talk about that. And he always reminds me that, you know, life is fun. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Laugh. And it's okay to spend time watching ridiculous things and then laughing about it, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Do you have one more person for us, Leia?
Well, I do. And, you know, I have so many people, as I said. But you know who sprung to mind was this... Okay, well, this needs a little backstory, too. So I have a bit of an affinity for old ladies. And I think it comes from growing up in Greendale, this Mennonite farming community, as a kid. Because all around us, there were all of these... My grandparents, but also a lot of old ladies, many of them widows, who were, you know, who were just like living on the farm and eventually settling elsewhere. But I spent a lot of time, you know, eating kuchen and having coffee or tea with old ladies in my childhood. And so when Don and I lived in Madison for a brief stint, when we first got married, when was that, Edie? Like 20 some years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. When we were there, I would go shopping at Woodman's And also at Kohl's, do grocery shopping, which I loved grocery shopping in the States because compared to Canada, it was like a museum of food and I would spend hours shopping. But I would sometimes run into these older ladies who seemed to be struggling a bit, or they were, you know, walking out into the parking lot with their grocery carts, and I just, it looked like they would be walking home. And so there were two women that I met during that time who I just offered to give a ride home to and who became my shopping buddies. And so I started taking them shopping every week. And one of these ladies her name was Foxy. And Foxy lived on East Washington Street and in a little apartment. She was in her 90s and had the brightest, twinkliest eyes you have ever seen, Edie. She was an absolute delight. And so we would go shopping at Woodman's every week. After that first time I ran into her, she was at Kohl's because it was just down the street from her place on East Wash. But then when she found out I would take her to Woodman's, she was super excited because she liked to shop the same as I did. But she would just put a few things in her cart, and it would be, in fact, more for her cats than for her. You know, she always wanted her cats to have the finest food, and she'd buy bread. And then she would ask if on the way home we could stop and we could go either to the Capitol or to some park and we'd feed the birds together. She just loved feeding the birds, and she loved telling me stories about how when she was young she would dance all the time. She was like a, I can't remember now, she was not a professional dancer, but she would go to these dance clubs and these swing clubs, and she just had so many great stories. But I loved her, and I loved that she graciously and happily accepted my help. She invited me into her home, she welcomed me, and she loved spending time with me. I loved listening to her, and there was just, I don't know, she just really impacted my life in the sense that I loved giving her joy, and I loved the joy that she gave me. And I also, it also made me think about saying yes to help from other people as well, that it's okay that you don't always need to say, oh, I can do it myself. She's the person who made me realize that It's fine to say yes. Like, I'd love your help. I'd love for you to give me a ride or buy this for me or make me a cake or whatever it might be. And as I age and I'll probably need more help, I'm going to be saying yes as well and showing my appreciation through stories and through, I don't know, just giving joy to other people by being present for them. And that's what she was for me. Good old Foxy.
I feel like you could have started a podcast with Foxy.
She would have dominated, let me tell you.
You could have called the podcast Foxy Ladies.
Ooh, Foxy Ladies. Maybe that's what we should change the name of our podcast to. Foxy Ladies.
We'd get more listeners if we were called Foxy Ladies. From the roosters.
Why didn't we think of that 46 right? episodes ago? It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Okay, friends. So this week, your challenge is to be a person who makes somebody else's life better. How are you going to do that?
Well, share it with us on the coop once you figure it out.
Yes. The Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. Please join us there if you haven't already. It's a great community of people.
So many loyal listeners, Leia. It's all good.
So good. And so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Prairie Girl Greetings, yes. Okay. And if you'd like, consider writing us a review on iTunes so others can find the show.
Thanks as always to Leia and her phenomenally talented daughter, Charlotte, for editing the show.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.